You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Nick Ashew, Chris Mack, You Better You Bet. We're on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube, the Odyssey app, and of course, all over the country on the BetQL network. And as we sit and we wait, I'm checking Twitter, Chris, and Kevin Durant has not been traded yet. So we still will linger with this for it. You know, I would guess at least the next couple of weeks, bare minimum, maybe even longer. I did see a theory thrown out there. Kendrick Perkins thinks that this is just Kevin Durant trying to gain some leverage for Kyrie Irving in a long-term contract negotiation where it's like, well, I'm going to leave if you don't want to sign him to a long-term deal. And it becomes this whole thing. I mean, I wouldn't put it past him. And by the way, if you're the Nets, that might sway you in the other direction where you're like, we could blow this whole thing up and deal with this headache or just sign Kyrie Irving and then be committed to that headache for the next 4 years.
Wow. If there is one guy I would trust to pull off some sort of backroom machinations like this, like you just described, he's the one. I mean, he's got that 13-year-old middle school, junior high girl mentality down where I'm gonna say this to them and I'm gonna say this to them and they're gonna say something to each other and then I'm gonna swoop in. I'll give him this. The man is an evil genius, if nothing else, directing his way to where he wants to be more often than not, and more often than not, directing himself to playing with the people that he wants to play with. So that's the question. Where does he want to be, and can he somehow make it work and make it fit? And I don't know. I still foresee, in some weird way, somehow, some way, he and Kyrie end up staying in Brooklyn. I don't know why I still see that as it's a dark horse, but I still see that out there as a possibility.
Well, listen, it's not crazy. And the odds just over the weekend were even the Nets were +250 along with the Heat in terms of his next team with the Suns at +175 as the favorite to land him. But if you think for a second that this is going to turn into one of those, I don't know, like, they're digging their heels in on both sides and let's see where we're going to go and we're going to fight over this and it drags out and eventually Durant and the Nets figure it out because Kyrie Irving stays. Well, then 40-1, the Nets to win the title is reasonable. Now, granted, I've been very adamant that you just, even before all these rumors came out and before the trade request came out, I said, stay away from the Nets. Just don't touch it. They're not going to win a title with the way that they're constructed. They have no chemistry. But at 40-1, it's at least worth like bare minimum. I'm a big fan of sprinkles, big fan of just putting a little sprinkle on some things at times where you're like, I'm willing to lose that money and be okay with it. 40-1 for this team right now. Cause like, if you look, the market doesn't really know what to do with this, right? You hear that it's the Suns one day and the Suns are +550 to win the title over at Bet Rivers. And you're going, well, okay, but if they don't get Kevin Durant, then they're probably going to drop just a little bit, but they've still been favorites anyway. We don't even know how the teams that trade for Durant are going to be constructed. The Nets want all-stars and draft picks. They want all this stuff back in return that it's really difficult right now, unless you're looking at teams like, let's say, the Celtics or the Bucks, and I'd still even argue the Warriors. I don't believe for a second the Warriors are really truly interested and would do any of this. Like, those are the teams that you might be comfortable in terms of the futures market in the NBA. Who's going to win the title? Who's going to win the East? Who's going to win the West? Just because they're most likely not going to be involved in this and certainly not going to gut their teams for it. But there's a lot of other organizations out there where you're going, I don't know what they're going to even look like if this trade's going to happen.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Is this worth it at this point? You know, Kevin Durant's not getting any younger. I think that's an important point that John Hollinger pointed out in his piece in The Athletic today. He's 33. Look, he's still very good. He can still be the best player on most teams in the league, the majority of teams. But is he going to be the final missing piece? Like, in Phoenix, they want the guy who's going to help them get over the hump, right? And Durant quite clearly could be that guy for them. But given what you're going to give up to get Durant in return, you know, we're talking at least three, if not four, first-round picks probably, plus two to three established players, in some instances starters, in some instances really important depth pieces. And we just got done an hour ago, Nick, talking about how the teams that we like the most at the end of this year's playoffs and going into next year are the teams that play like teams: Boston, Milwaukee, Phoenix. You're not going to play like a team anymore. If you're the Suns, you don't have Cam Johnson as your sixth man anymore because you've had to deal him to Utah or Brooklyn or however you have to finagle this deal to get KD. And again, is that necessarily the piece that gets you over the hump, especially with DeAndre Ayton most likely going out as a part of this deal? There's a lot of insane moving pieces to this thing that I think if you're Phoenix, if you're Miami, I just don't know if they make – I know those are Durant's preferred destinations according to all the sources that we're hearing from, but I don't know if it, being one of those preferred destinations, if I don't look at Durant and say, yeah, that's nice that you like us, but we don't know if we like you as much as, well, you like us.
You bring up an interesting part of this. It's an interesting wrinkle, I guess you could say, because we saw what Durant still did last year when he was healthy. Forget the series against the Celtics. Look at what he did at the end of the regular season. I'm not in the school of thought that, like, he's already washed and he's already old. Like, we're not there. But he is going to be entering his age 34 season. And if you're a team that wants to trade for Kevin Durant, you've got to think, how far do we want to mortgage our future? And that's what it's really going to come down to, because if the Nets want draft picks and, you know, talent, it's probably going to be a three, maybe a four team deal. Okay. But then on top of that, what do you still have constructed on your roster now? And then what does the future look like for these teams? Now, from a betting perspective, 4 years down the road, we really don't care who's giving up draft picks. That doesn't matter for this. But these teams do care about that. And they've got to think, like, if I'm the Suns right now, I'm looking at this going, well, we need to really kind of work through the Chris Paul era, and his window is closing. And if you can take more pressure off of him, and he's in a position where he even plays fewer minutes during the regular season, and you can do all that. Well, the Suns are in the best spot they've been in since, well, the Mike D'Antoni era. But then there's other organizations, like we're talking about the Raptors maybe getting involved in this now. The Raptors, are they going to trade OG Anunoby and Pascal Siakam and a bunch of first-round picks for that? And then what do you have left for Kevin Durant? My prediction is it's going to be a team that doesn't get talked about a lot right now. Because if you go back and look at the Kyrie Irving trade to the Celtics years ago, when he wanted out of Cleveland, nobody was talking about Boston. And then he got traded to Boston. Nobody was talking about Toronto for Kawhi Leonard. And then all of a sudden, they made this trade. They went all in. They get Kawhi, and then they win the title. So it works out for them. I really could see a team coming out of nowhere that has the assets, like a New Orleans Pelicans or somebody like that, that has draft picks and young talent, and they can send that to the Nets. That's what would sway them to make this work. Because if this drags out longer and longer, it's more likely the Nets are going to say, we're holding on to you because we're not getting what we want. So, sorry, we're not going to gut our organization to make you happy.
Yeah, when I look at the top five, and there are six teams with better than 10-1 odds to be KD's next team if he does get traded. Suns are currently even money. Heat are plus 350, Raptors 4-1, Pelicans 6-1, Grizzlies 7-1, Lakers 8-1. When I look at that group of teams, the only one, like, I keep coming back to this. I'm beating a dead horse, but I think it's important to consider if you're in charge of the personnel for the Suns, the Heat, the Raptors, the Grizzlies. Look at the way your teams played at points this season without a focus on your star, or maybe in some cases without your star in the lineup, or in some instances without necessarily a designated superstar. And you look at those four teams, and I'm not sure I'm willing in this day and age, in this current setup, to move on from that philosophy if I'm Phoenix, Miami, Toronto, or Memphis, because I've seen it work for me. Okay, did I get to the ultimate goal? No. If I'm the Suns, I'm disappointed at an early exit. I'm disappointed at getting blown up by Dallas the way we did. I'm disappointed at it coming off the heels of an NBA Finals run that we thought we'd build some positive momentum here. If I'm the Heat, I'm similarly disappointed. And if I'm the Raptors and Grizzlies, I'm looking at it and saying, well, no, we're growing together as a team. Why would we forego that? Why would we forsake that just to make Kevin Durant happy? Again, as you point out, going into his age 34 season, and we're going to have him on the books for the next 4 years, which means it's possible 4 years from now, we're still staring down this tunnel of not having a championship, and we've got 37-year-old Kevin Durant on the books, which I can't imagine is going to look anything like 33-year-old Kevin Durant. So that's why, you know, the Pelicans, you make an interesting argument there, I think make a little bit of sense if they can put together the right kind of package, but do they have that much? And the Lakers, because we know the Lakers are always going to go for broke.
Well, we know the Lakers will do everything they can to try to get Kyrie and Kevin Durant, and apparently they're at least pursuing the conversation, which, look, I don't blame them. Their window is LeBron James, and then after that, they've got no picks for years, and that organization's going to have to start from scratch. So when you play with the fire of stars and that win-now mode and having that mindset, like, it can work out, obviously. Like, you need stars in the NBA to win. But at the same time, you've got to think at this, like, what are you going to do to keep your team to be more than just a top-heavy team? What are you going to do to have some balance? What are you going to do to give yourself an organization to be set up down the road? What makes the Warriors such a great team? What makes them such a great organization? Now, they lucked out because they won multiple titles, and then you obviously lose Kevin Durant in free agency. You lose Klay Thompson to originally a knee injury, and then you realize, we're not going to win. Okay, so let's just mail this season in, because then Steph was hurt, and they just, you get the number 2 overall pick and James Wiseman, and then the next year, you're stocking up on all this young talent. So the Warriors are built for the present, and they're also built for the future. That's why I don't think there's, like, it's one of those, let's throw our name out there so people think that we're always being competitive and we're looking to see what else is available. They're in such a great position, you don't need to do that. They're set up for the present, and they're set up for the future. It's a team that looks at this and says, the future doesn't matter to us because this is our window and this is now. The Lakers are a team like that. The Suns, I would argue, are a team like that. I know that the Nets apparently want Devin Booker. That you can't trade him now. It's impossible, according to the CBA. You can't because he just signed that extension. So it's teams that look at that and say, this is the best opportunity that we've had. What do we do with it now and say, just screw the rest of it?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yeah, I think this is why I come back to the Clippers when I start to think about things that make sense, not just for Kevin Durant. All these places, KD's preferred destination, it's Miami, it's Phoenix. Who really prefers him coming in other than, like we said, the Lakers, right, who are willing to go for broke at all costs? And if all of those teams that we talked about that played as teams last year say, no, you know what, we think we're just going to move ahead with the way we've constructed things. Thanks a lot, KD, but no thanks. And it's not New Orleans because maybe he doesn't want to go there, and maybe the Pelicans just don't have the capital to make it happen. The Clippers start to make sense because they could. I mean, is it anything more than a Paul George and a pick for KD kind of deal? I mean, the Clippers don't have to give up a ton of resources outside of Paul George, obviously. And it's the easiest trade to make happen. It gets KD in one of the big media markets on either coast. It keeps him happy in that regard. There's already a piece in place with presumably a healthy Kawhi Leonard going into next season. That one could make sense. But again, where else do you see teams falling all over themselves? And I'm not trying to downgrade what Kevin Durant could do. Like you said, at the end of the regular season, he still looked like peak KD. But I'm not willing to blow things up unless I feel like I'm right there on the cusp. And even then, if I've been winning as a team, I'm not blowing it up to bring that guy in because I'm giving up most of the team to get him. That's where you've got to look for who has big, high-end elite capital that they can move and not have to blow things up the way they're currently constructed in order to bring in Durant. And the Clippers start to make a little bit of sense there.
Yeah, look, they do. And there's multiple teams that make sense. And what needs to be taken into consideration with this is it is still Kevin Durant. And let's not fake this. There are teams that are desperate to make this move. They want to. It's Kevin Durant, and you're going to at least make the call. We knew that once the trade request was actually made, half the NBA called. I'd argue it's probably even more than that. The report was it's half the NBA. Yeah, it's probably more. Like, let's stop pretending. Everybody's at least doing their due diligence in making that call. But then there also becomes the scenario where if you're the Nets, and he doesn't want to go to a play. He does not have a no trade clause. How do you balance, if at all, do you say, well, he doesn't really want to go there, but this is the best deal? They've said they want the best deal, but organizations do have to keep in mind, if he's not happy, we don't treat him a certain way, other players around the league with all the player empowerment that's out there, they're keeping that in mind. And you have to kind of balance that a little bit as an organization to say, we want to do right by him to a point so it doesn't get around the NBA that we don't treat our players well. As annoying as that may be and as stupid as that may seem, that is something that the Nets have to think about.
No, that's a part of the dynamic, definitely. And it's why when we come all the way back around, I still wouldn't be totally surprised if he and Kyrie are both back in Brooklyn.
It's not crazy. It's not a crazy thing to say. That's what makes this so... It's funny because we were going into free agency and it was like, well, Jalen Brunson's going to be the big conversation. Nope. Like, that all changed very quickly. That's the way that this league actually is now at this point. All right, we got odds for where Kevin Durant could go. But where are some long shots that actually make more sense? If we're going to talk about teams coming out of nowhere, what are those teams? I got a couple that make sense. Chris will probably have them as well. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL. Chris Mack, Nick Ashew.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.